This morning's piece was written while we lived on the farm. I hope you like it. Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is the view from here. They turned impossibly yellow today. Is it sunshine or temperature or rain or one more day at the feeders? Is it this day every year? Is it this many days after the last full moon? Or is it just because? I doubt that the goldfinches know. Of course, they don't have to know. They just have to do it. Actually, I don't have to know either, do I? The transformation from winter muted to spring shout out loud will happen no matter who knows what. Hummingbirds arrived at Ellabella earlier this week, as did the orioles and the towhees. Their songs and color schemes unseen during all these recent months are such a tonic. Sugar water to be bubbled and oranges to be halved, the human duties of this annual ritual are invigorating. I don't know about you, but I tend to get stuck at some point during a long winters. I get so used to stoking the wood stove and turning on the lights and pulling up the covers that round about February I have forgotten spring, forgotten it entirely. It will not come. It never did come. Spring does not exist. Short gray days and long brittle nights, that's what there is. That's all there is. Ah, and then May happens. The opening day of Farmer's Market was bright and warm and busy. There have been so many first markets in May that were marked by snow flurries and parkas. There's nothing quite like packing out for the market at 5:30 in the morning, frozen fingers and runny noses. There have been so many first Saturdays in May that seemed like just one more day in March. Not this year, no sir. We walk through the market bathed in sunshine and smiles, wall-to-wall smiles. Old friends and new vendors rubbed elbows, stories shared again, days relived with old friends. Can it really be 9 years since Eli's brother died? Tumbled from his boat and drowned, he did. Eli looked at the sky as he told us that morning 9 years ago. This is hard, he said. This is really hard. But that was then, and this is now. Eli was walking through the market, sun-drenched smile on that marvelously expressive face, glad that we all had made it through 40 below and those ice storms. The Olsons shared their stories with us. We both had fences blown down in that April storm. 2 days of steady freezing rain clogging the chicken wire mesh so gradually that you'd hardly notice. And then the winds came. At 50 and 60 miles an hour, what used to be porous fencing was now a solid wall, catching that howling east wind. The east wind always blows trouble, always. And that fence, that sail, all 100 yards of it was flattened, tea stakes bent to the ground, like so many soda straws. But that was then, and this is now. We are telling stories bathed in sun. It is the first Saturday in May, and we are all back again. Our friends offer small batches of green onions and a long table full of fabulous jams, jellies, preserves. And so I walk the market. So many bright beings smiling back at me, as liberated as I was. Thrilled to be out and about on this day, the very day for all of us that announced the end of winter. Nothing can change that now, not a rogue freeze, not the cold rain. The length of day does not lie. The angle of the sun is all the proof we need. Still in all, I began stacking cordwood for next winter. We had to drop a big old oak that threatened to split our cabin in half if it fell. 2 cords, I think, from that noble tree. 2 cords of heat when the winter returns. 2 cords of comfort. I counted somewhere in the neighborhood of 160 springs in those rings. Life goes on. I think that the goldfinches and the folks, vendors and visitors alike, at the farmer's market are one and the same in the grand scheme of things. A jumble of beings chattering and flitting about, one branch and one stall to the next, touching base with each other, offering reassurances to the species that spring has indeed arrived. It's early yet in this part of the world. There are still nests to be made and eggs to sit. There is so much yet to come from our collective fields and orchards. The first week's offerings are meager. But we've gotten off to a start, haven't we? We and the goldfinches, we're in this together.